Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Louder Than Words, The New Science of How the Mind Makes Meaning, by Benjamin K. Bergen. Chapter 1. The Polar Bear's Nose. Polar bears have a taste for seal meat, and they like it fresh. So if you're a polar bear, you're going to have to figure out how to catch a seal. When hunting on land, the polar bear will often stalk its prey almost like a cat would, scooting along on its belly to get right up close, and then pounce, claws first, jaws agape. The polar bear mostly blends in with its icy, snowy surroundings, so it's already at an advantage over the seal, which has a relatively poor sense of vision. But seals are quick. Sailors who encountered polar bears in the 19th century reported seeing polar bears do something quite clever to increase their chances of a hot meal. According to these early reports, as the bear sneaks up on its prey, it sometimes covers its muzzle with its paw, which allows it to go more or less undetected. Apparently, the polar bear hides its nose. When I first read about this ingenious behavior, I found it fascinating. Does the bear have the mental flexibility to envision what it looks like to others and the creativity to figure out how to conceal itself? Or is this nose covering just a trick that evolution has dropped into the polar bear's quiver of built-in behaviors? A freak behavior that happened to confer a survival advantage and was therefore selected for over the course of millennia. Now, although there's doubtless a lot more to say about these charismatic megafauna, this is not an audiobook about polar bears. It's an audiobook about you, and more specifically, how you understand language. So consider, if you will, what you did when you started this program and started listening to the first paragraph. You heard and identified the sounds that made up the words. You recognized familiar words like bear and seal and hunting and snow. That all seems pretty straightforward. It's the kind of thing a well-written piece of software or well-trained parrot could do. But then you started doing things that were a little deeper. Once you knew what the words were, you began to find meaning in them. You knew what type of animals and objects the nouns referred to and what types of actions and events the verbs described. But you didn't stop at the words. You made sense of the sentences they made up, sentences that I'm almost certain you had never encountered before, unless this is not your first time listening to this audiobook. And the things the sentences described probably came to life, the bear scooting along on its belly through the snow, and the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?